As a nation, we're becoming more and more leery of art, as if one whiff of a ballet recital will inevitably send us reeling into a depraved tailspin of nipple clips and amyl nitrate tabs. You know, picking on arts funding is easy. Art won't ever find a cure for disease. You can't cut art down to build our homes. Art doesn't patrol our streets and protect us from crime. But then again, art doesn't hit us in the head with a fucking baton 67 times. What art does is educate us, enrich our lives, and reacquaint us with the beauty of human potential. Unfortunately, in the current Attila-like political climes, enrichment of the soul is the lowest form of plankton on the humanistic food chain. Conservative politicians may talk about education, but they're cutting arts funding quicker than Sollozzo's capos cut Luca Brasi. Face it, most of these politicos think PBS is what makes their wives so cranky each month. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I meant to say what makes their mistresses so cranky each month. Besides, if we lose funding for public broadcasting, folks, you know what will happen? More fucking PBS scrap the rat cage on my face pledge breaks, okay? Believe me, it's not easy for me to stand here and defend the arts. I think that 95% of what passes for art in this world is complete and utter shit. And four of the other 5% is shit with an asterisk. But oh, that 1% makes you proud to be a human, doesn't it? Come on, surely...